on the map. WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Klier.
Stephanie, with that 1 minute commercial we just had on the air, I think it just blew our whole interview. It told you everything you need to know right there.
I love it too.
All right. Happy Friday to all of you and welcome to On the Map. Tonight we're going to explore the holiday and winter happenings in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. The holidays fast approaching. Magical time of the year to visit Lake Geneva, and you're invited to experience the holiday season through some very festive and cheery events and attractions. Whatever you explore, Lake Geneva promises experiences worth coming back for time and time again. Stephanie Klett is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. VisitLakeGeneva.com is the website, and Steph joins us once again on the map. How are you?
You know what, Dave? From all of us at Visit Lake Geneva, happy engagement.
Oh.
We're late to the party, but happy engagement.
That is lovely. Thank you very much. Well, you know, we're going to have to then meet someplace for a cocktail. I mean, that's the only way to really celebrate in Lake Geneva.
And I will buy and we will celebrate the happy news. But we were sad you didn't get engaged here, but Vermont.
No, you know what's really funny?
Maple syrup.
No, we got engaged here in Chicago, and then we went to Vermont later in the week. So, yeah.
Okay.
But we're going to come up there.
That's the first thing. And the second thing I want to say is, this weekend, it will be the Packers.
Oh, well, you know, I don't think anyone's going to disagree. I don't want to be like that guy, but yeah, it's going to be tough. It's not been fun, I got to tell you. But yeah, all right, you can say go Pack. That's just fine. You know I love Lake Geneva. I love Lake Como. I love the entire area. But, you know, people, when they think of lake areas, they think about summer, maybe the spring a little bit. But the holiday season through the winter is really... You know, Lake Geneva is a special place to be, isn't it, Steph?
It really is. And for me, it is the holidays through February are my favorite time in Lake Geneva. It's just special. And that's why, like, if you find yourself not being in the holiday spirit, get to Lake Geneva, because the one phrase everybody uses when they're here over the holidays especially is, I feel like I'm in a Hallmark movie. And it's because of the incredible events that we have. And so it really is up to your palate, your taste, what you want to do, whether it's as a couple or as a family. We've got the place and the event for you.
Absolutely do. And what I want to do before we go to break is talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, because, you know, obviously people can be with friends and family and do their thing. But sometimes, you know, people, families far away, and they like to take a little excursion. And Thanksgiving is a great place to go to when you want to go to, excuse me, Lake Geneva. But there are feasts all over town. And let's start with the Abbey.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love the Abbey. I go there for a lot of holidays. So they do a massive buffet. And if you've never been to the Abbey, it's on the quiet side of Geneva Lake. So it's on the West End.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to say the West End is the best end. But I'm like, come on, Lake Geneva, we're the best. It's really laid back there. You know, the Abbey's over 50 years old. They do a Thanksgiving buffet that has everything. It's like half a mile of food. But it's at a place called 240 West, and so it's this restaurant with a massive fireplace, and it's got a lodge feel to it, and then you just look out the glass windows into the marina and the lake. It's just beautiful.
It really is, and the opposite of this is this historic Baker House. And by the way, all the prices we're talking about per person are pretty much in the same ballpark, so you can just make a choice of where you want to go, but the Baker House is just gorgeous.
So the Baker House is right across the lake in downtown Lake Geneva. It's an 1800s Queen Anne style parquet floors, crystal chandeliers and fireplaces in every room. So think of 1800s opulence and glamour. And so, but when you get inside, because it's broken up like an old house would be, there's still this quaint and cozy feel, even though it's very, very grand. So they do a great Thanksgiving meal. And again, that location and the history behind the house is really hard to beat.
It really is. And I'm just going to blow through a few of these because we have to hit a break here. But Crafted Italia has one, Lake Lawn Resort, Timber Ridge. There's Thanksgiving meals to go that you can do, the clubhouse at Geneva National, and so much more.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking holiday happenings with Stephanie Klett from visitlakegeneva.com. There are so many events happening around town, but one of the biggest things is the holiday shopping experience. I mean, that is the most fun about walking through downtown Lake Geneva.
It is, and we have the white lights everywhere and music playing, and I love it because we bring in live reindeer, so kids go crazy, but we love our holiday shopping. Of course, Chicago is known for great shopping, but our downtown is so historic and quaint, and we have a lot of mom and pop specialty, locally owned specialty boutiques. So if you're looking for really unusual, unique items, it is perfect for all of your holiday shopping.
Yeah, there's some classic places that have been around Lake Geneva for a long time, but there's always new stores popping up as well.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's the best part is every year there's something new, there's something unique. And speaking of that, so we do this event called the World's Tallest Glass Tree. And it's at Yerkes Observatory, which, of course, is famed, birthplace of modern astrophysics. So they're building the world's tallest glass tree. So you'll see live glass blowing and steel sculpting and woodworking. But they have this whole, like, tent with local artisans. So if you want something really unique, like a hand-blown glass ornament done right there, they have it. So it's a really a neat place to shop for somebody who has it all, because everything is one of a kind.
It is, absolutely is. But the first event coming up is November 23rd, next weekend, and that is the Parade of Trees at the Geneva Lake Museum. Let's talk about that.
Oh, it's so much fun. And if you've never been to the Geneva Lake Museum, it is a museum that it looks very small from the outside, and you think, oh, what am I going to be there, you know, for 30 minutes? And you walk in, and it's kind of like the House on the Rock in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. It goes on and on and on. And so when you first enter, they're all brick streets, and it's called their Main Street area. So they'll have about 40 to 50 different themed trees done by local businesses. White lights are everywhere. And it's a competition. The Visit Lake Geneva team competes every year, too. The police and the fire department go after each other pretty good with their trees. But it's like a wonderland, festive, hot cider, live music. And so the Parade of Trees at Geneva Lake Museum, this is its sixth year, and it's now becoming something that people do every year.
Very cool. Also next weekend is Christmas in the Country at the Grand Geneva. And I remember when my kids were little, we would go up there usually after the holidays through New Year's and do something there. But they really do an amazing job there as you enter the property and then as you're inside as well.
Oh, my gosh. So most folks are familiar with the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. So it sits on 1,300 acres. So when you go from the highway, and you drive on their property up to the resort, inside and out, there are more than 2 million lights. And they do the 12 days. It's called Christmas in the Country.
Yeah.
So as you're driving in, it's the 12 days of Christmas. And I don't know about you, but around 8 or 9, I get lost. I can't remember what's what. But it's so cool because they have this gingerbread house walk. They do breakfast with Santa, and they encourage kids to, like, dress up or just come in their PJs. Mm-hmm. They do skiing with Santa. Kids, they have a magic mailbox. And kids can write their letter to Santa, put it in there, and Santa actually responds. And they have a trolley tour, all over the grounds. And you can wear 3D glasses for a whole different kind of light experience.
Yeah, that's very cool. And then also you can do stuff on the Lake Geneva cruise line starting November 29th. Talk about that a little bit, because that's cool.
Oh, my gosh. It's called the Santa Cruz. And, it's very difficult to get out on a big body of water when you're in November and December.
Right.
But this is so cool because you go to the pier and you walk through what looks like fog. It's a polar vortex, and keep going through it. And then at the end of the pier is this gorgeous Lake Geneva Cruise Line boat that has hundreds of holiday lights on it. And then, you cruise for about 45 minutes, but the whole point is to find Santa Claus's hideout. And once you do, Santa comes out of his home and reads a naughty and nice list, and every kid is on the nice list. And on late Saturday nights, they'll do an adult cruise only. And most of the adults don't make the nice list.
I was going to say, where do you end on the, up on this, Stephanie? I'd like to know.
I've been on both sides of the spectrum.
Okay, all right.
So Santa Cruz is really cool. And again, it's enchanting. It just really is.
I want to make it up for this Lake Geneva Electric Christmas Parade. And it's the 49th annual, and I've never done that for as many times I've been up there. And Arnie and Scott at Mars told me that they're putting the big Como Queen, that massive pontoon, will be in the parade.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I wish I knew you were coming up because I always emcee the parade.
Oh.
So it's almost 50 years old, and this really is. It's like 10,000 people, and if you know Lake Geneva, it's a town of, 8,000.
Yeah.
And so visitors come, locals come, and we've got about 90 floats, and they're all lit up.
Wow.
And the bands, and they're going through the historic downtown, and it is just a ball, and it ends with Santa and Mr. Claus.
Of course it does. And, to close out this conversation, there's all this great stuff to do. You can come up for the day, but there are so many great places to stay in the area, and a holiday getaway is what everybody needs, right?
I couldn't agree more. And, we have the magnificent resorts, but we have places like the Maxwell Mansion, too,
yeah,
that are historic and have carriage houses. We have a place with indoor glamping. So there are like 10 tents inside this beautiful building along Main Street, and so you can walk to every place and then go inside to this really hip room and go into your tent with a nice bed, close your tent, and go to sleep. So it is it really is eclectic here. The food and the cuisine are outstanding, and we love our Chicago guests.
You absolutely do, and the restaurant choices are fabulous too.
It's ridiculous. Really, no, I don't know if this is festive, but again, when you think of Lake Geneva as a city of 8,000, we've got Thai food, and we've got, Japanese, and we've got incredible steakhouses. We've got the iconic old fashions. We've got wine bars. So it is a little bit of everything. And what I like is, when I'm in the Chicagoland area, I walk faster, I talk faster, I love it. But you get to Lake Geneva, you can go a little bit slower, and it's a whole different kind of beauty and charm. And just watch that beautiful body of water.
I'm going to have to mention the fish fries and the prime rib. You got classic Wisconsin. There's something for everyone up there, which is great. And if you want to find out more about all these holiday happenings in Lake Geneva, places to stay, places to eat, things to do everywhere, visit lakegeneva.com is where you can find out more. Thank you, Stephanie. And yes, I will see you out there soon. And I will promise to text you when I'm out there, and we'll have a cocktail somewhere.
And we'll celebrate your engagement.
Thanks, Steph. All right, take care.